Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
We're back. Sports Day WA for Nutrien Ag Solutions. Proudly celebrating 50 years of partnership with Country Football WA and Kia. The Kia EV9, the 2024 Drive Car of the Year. Don't change me up. Don't change a thing.
Great to have your company. As we mentioned, for Cobram Estate, premium Australian extra virgin olive oil. The Fremantle Dockers, by the way, have confirmed that Sean Darcy will be playing and available for selection in the match against the West Coast Eagles on Saturday night. So there you go. Wayne of Gero actually has just got through on the text machine, 0487 736 736. Wayne, you said SEN Stadium, couldn't find it on Sunday. Is it still available? They're just actually updating SEN Stadium to make it far more applicable and certainly far more dynamic than what you've been receiving going into the stadium in recent times. So SEN Stadium will return. We don't know exactly when, but it won't be too far away. And of course, the other thing that the technology team here at SEN are working on is SEN Sync, where if you are at home and you are watching the match on television and want to turn the TV commentary down, then you can also sync SEN to the TV so you get the SEN call, not the TV commentary call, while you're watching the vision. Another innovative addition to what SEN can provide for you during the AFL season. SEN Sync, SEN Stadium will return for those people coming to the ground before not too long. Just a couple of modifications being made to the technology. So there you go, Wayne. Hope that brings you up to date. Just regarding Fremantle, as I mentioned, Sean Darcy is available to play in the Derby 58 on Saturday night against the Eagles. Gets underway at 10 past six. I heard some news today that the Fremantle Dockers are in a tug of war with the West Coast Eagles. The West Coast Eagles are very keen to fast track their rebuild and see which out of contract players or which players will be available come season's end. That is, they'll be aggressive at the draft, as they were to a certain degree with picking up the number one draft pick, Harley Reid. Let's hope they don't pick up or have first selection at the AFL draft come the end of this year, because that means they would have finished wooden spooners again. I gather they're looking at sort of going up the pecking order a fraction when it comes to the AFL ladder. But Liam Baker, who we saw last week play for Richmond against the Eagles victorious, I believe that Fremantle are making a serious pitch to get him to the land of the purple. To the point of view that the 26-year-old is right at the top of the Fremantle Dockers shopping list. They are keen to get a ready-made replacement for possibly when Nat Fyfe calls it time. They are prepared and they've offered Liam Baker's management, I believe, an extended contract option of up to about 5 years, I'm hearing. But on the other hand, the West Coast Eagles aren't just going to lie down and play dead. They too also are pretty keen to explore the possibility of Liam Baker as well. So there you go. There's some news that I picked up this morning, that the Fremantle Dockers are hell-bent to walk over broken glass, if possible, to get Liam Baker to the Fremantle Dockers next season to bolster their midfield as Nat Fyfe looks to maybe exit from that position in the not-too-distant future. Tonight, after the run home, you can catch the start of round six action. It is the Bulldogs that are taking on the Saints. Who's going to win it? Who knows? But here are the respective coaches, Luke Beveridge and Ross Lyon, talking about the game coming up tonight.
There'll need to be some acknowledgement of where St Kilda's strengths are and making sure that we mitigate the influence of some of their individuals. There'll be a tactical battle going on, but there'll be some emotion-driving performance. You expect that every week. Everyone will be up and we'll look for that consistent spread across the group, as I mentioned.
We're expecting their best. It's like us, like, is it half full or half empty? So both clubs understand, well, we're not a top four consistent performance, but we're trying to work and that growth mindset to get there. So, I mean, I'm not really here to talk about the Bulldogs, but I do hear the noise. I said in my press that they're getting terrorised. I don't know, was it round two? There couldn't have been any more noise around the Bulldogs this week than around the Pies. So emotion doesn't get it done.
So there you go. There's Ross Lyon. Before that, Luke Beveridge, ahead of the game tonight between the Saints and the Bulldogs. It'll be played at Marvel Stadium. SEN WA's coverage commences straight after the run home with Hayes and Marto from 5 o'clock. 10 years today, I can bring you up to date, that a 20-year-old star of the future lost his life to testicular cancer. And it's 10 years today, on April the 18th, 2004, or 2014, I should say, that Dylan Tombides lost his life to testicular cancer. An outstanding talent, born here in Perth, was part of the West Ham Academy and played at then Upton Park, represented Australia with distinction at junior level, and was a real star of the future. Misdiagnosed when he first complained about symptoms, and then in the end, when it was verified that he had testicular cancer, unfortunately, as they say, it was a bit too late. So we, in some ways, honour the 10-year anniversary of the passing of Dylan Tombides, and I'm making special mention of that because I know his dad very well, and Jim still hasn't come to terms with the fact that he'd lost his son at such a young age after being misdiagnosed initially. Tracy Lee is his mum. He was born here, grew up around the Wembley Downs area, and was a fine, fine young talent. And now he would have been 30 today. And let me tell you something. If he was still around, he would have been playing for the Socceroos. Dylan Tombides, he was such a great talent. And of course, the DT38 Foundation has been formed in his honour to raise awareness, and they've done such a great job when it comes to testicular cancer. And the message to everybody, every male, is get yourself checked out and feel inside your pants to make sure that there's nothing there of concern. So there you go. And our best goes out to everybody, including the Tombides family, as they reflect 10 years today on the passing of their son and family member, and continued good work to the DT38 Foundation. The other interesting story for me today is Meg Lanning, the 31-year-old Australian women's cricket captain, who, as we know, has now retired from international cricket. And she, in recent times, has just concentrated on playing for Victoria in the women's competition, the national competition. Meg Lanning had a couple of breaks from the game for personal reasons, and today, and in recent hours, has disclosed the reason why she needed to take a break from the game. This is a snippet. She sat down on the Howie Games and gave an explanation on the troubled time she had and some of the medical issues she had around the time that she stepped away from the game.
Yeah, then the Ashes came around, and I got ruled out with a medical issue, and like it was a combination of all different things. But I love exercise, And I probably just went a little bit overboard with that was a bit of my coping mechanism. I'd love just chucking the headphones in and going for a run. But I probably took things a little bit too far and it sort of got a little bit out of control.
In what way?
Well, I was probably over-exercising, under-fueling, I would say. I reckon I got to a point where I was running about 85, 90 Ks a week.
Wow.
And I was in denial. People kept telling me I was getting injured, and I'm not getting injured. I'm fine. And all through it, I never did, somehow, amazingly. And a lot of the time, I was actually doing it to escape. Like it wasn't a physical thing, and it didn't start off that way. Like I've always been really physically active and liked that side of it, but it became a bit of an obsession.
She went down from 64 kilograms to 57. As you heard there, she nearly ran around about 90 kilometres, Ks a week, and she only used to have two meals a day, and those meals were very small. In other words, she wasn't eating, and she had some medical issues regarding the intake of food and, on the other hand, the obsession of running and continually running, as if it was a break away from where she was. So it was a case of food and exercise she had issues with. And those are the reasons why she actually stepped away. She got down to 57 kilos, which is very light. Now, let me tell you, as far as I'm concerned, I loved watching her play. I loved watching her play. If the Australian women's cricket team was playing, one of the reasons why I was watching, because I wanted to see her bat and to see her captain. And she was just an outstanding individual. And it's taken quite a while for her to disclose exactly the issues mentally that she had that took her away from the game, not two, even three times, and finally step away from international cricket. So it's been a big day in some ways. As you can see, I've just explained a couple of monumental moments with Meg Lanning, Dylan Tombides, that have happened just today. It's 2:30. Let's check in with the news team.